With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, this program discussed the spending and mismanagement scandals at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and how they are increasing pressure on President Trump to fire EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. But if Pruitt goes, who's next in line to run EPA?
The Senate will come to order.
The U.S. Senate recently held hearings to confirm EPA's new Deputy Administrator, Andrew Wheeler, who would automatically step up should his boss step down. Wheeler, an environmental lawyer from Ohio, emphasized his work as an EPA attorney from 1991 to 1995.
The environment today is cleaner than it has ever been in modern times. As a nation, we have made tremendous progress since the 1970s, and we have to build upon that progress going forward.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming was among the Republicans who praised Wheeler.
Mr. Wheeler is very well qualified for the position. He spent over 25 years working in environmental policies. This nomination has garnered the support of a broad base of organizations, including the National Association of Manufacturers, the United Mine Workers of America, and the Chamber of Commerce.
But notice that this broad base does not include any environmental or public health organizations. Why is this? Well, that's because after working for EPA, Wheeler became a lobbyist for Murray Energy, an Ohio-based coal mining company that repeatedly sued EPA to overturn pollution control regulations. It also donated heavily to President Trump's campaign. During the hearing, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, held up a series of large blown-up photographs. The pictures showed company owner Bob Murray getting a bear hug from Trump Energy Secretary Rick Perry in March of last year, with Murray's lobbyist Andrew Wheeler sitting nearby in a conference room. Photos showed Murray handing Perry a detailed written action plan for dismantling EPA pollution control regulations.
There's Mr. Murray telling the Energy Secretary what to do. There's the Energy Secretary, fresh out of his nice hug, being told what to do. And here is Mr. Wheeler, the guy who's going to be the number two at EPA, right in the room where the Murray directions to the Trump administration were being discussed and delivered.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said that Andrew Wheeler would not be much of a change politically from EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt should he replace him. Wheeler and Murray both donated to Pruitt's Political Action Committee when Pruitt was Oklahoma Attorney General, making a name for himself by suing EPA. Here's Van Hollen.
The relationship between Pruitt and Wheeler and Bob Murray gets even cozier when we see that Bob Murray was a co-plaintiff in 8 of the 14 lawsuits that Pruitt brought against the EPA before Pruitt became the administrator.
There is a difference, however, between the current and potential future leadership of the EPA under Trump. While Scott Pruitt often acts as if he's lobbying for fossil fuel companies, Andrew Wheeler, until recently, was literally being paid as the lobbyist for America's biggest privately owned coal mining company. That's not just the appearance of a conflict of interest, it's the embodiment of one. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.